Hi everyone, and welcome to this new episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. I'm Gianni Bifolchi, I'm your host and the research manager of Special Eurasia. And today I would like to analyze with you China-Tajikistan relations, particularly because according to the statistics in the last 10 years, China has invested $3.8 billion in Tajikistan, in the Central Asian Republic. We've reported before that China is the main investor, one of the main partners in Uzbekistan, is the main investor in Central Asian Republic. And today we have this confirmation that China has become the main and the leading investor and financial actors in this strategic region called Central Asia. During this week, there was the meeting between the President of Tajikistan, Emomali Rahmon, and the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang He. It was on May 18, 2024. During the meeting, the parties discussed the opportunities of collaboration and cooperation in different fields, and also they stressed how Beijing and Dushanbe cooperate together in, and also how Beijing has invested in different fields and different infrastructural projects in Tajikistan, in the Central Asian Republic. The press service of the President of Tajikistan reported that Emomali Rahmon and Wang He discussed, apart from the current state of the cooperation, also regional and international issues. If we talk about regional issues, we should think that Tajikistan share border with Afghanistan, also the region, the autonomous oblast of Gorno-Badashkan share the borders with the Xinjiang region inside the People's Republic of China. And the two countries are really interested in maintaining security and cooperate to counter terrorism, particularly in Afghanistan after the USA troops withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Taliban rise to power, and the affirmation of Islamic State with Ayatollah Khorasan in the region. Also, the President of Tajikistan and the Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister discussed the expansion of ties in industry, especially in mining, transport, energy and agriculture, and the Tajik side showed interest in establishing cooperation with Beijing to implement a joint project related to green and digital economy. This is really important because, as you can see from our reports and from our previous podcast, China has increased its financial presence and also diplomatic pressures in Central Asia. We reported before that China in the future can become a challenge not only for the West, not only the United States, but also European Union, but can become also a challenge for Russia. We reported that Xi Jinping met with President Putin and they discussed the cooperation between Russia and China, and many media outlets, particularly in the West, interpreted this meeting as a confirmation of partnership between these two countries. In reality, according to our perspective, also methodology analysis, since these two countries share the same border and some borders and also the same interest in strategic regions, they can become competitors and they can become they can challenge each other, particularly in Central Asia. In Tajikistan, as previously we mentioned Uzbekistan, but Tajikistan can become another battleground or higher interest and influence between Beijing and Moscow. Particularly if we consider the fact that the Kremlin has strong ties with Tajikistan, also there is a significant Tajik diaspora inside the Russian Federation, and as you remember, the terrorist attacks occurred at the Krakow City Hall in Moscow was perpetrated by Tajik citizens, and there was this link between these cells and the Tajik, some people from Central Asia, particularly from Tajikistan. Also, we should consider the fact that Russia has a military presence in Tajikistan near Dushanbe at a military basis, a 204th military basis, where the Kremlin increased the presence of military soldiers and military personnel to face the problem of security and terrorism, particularly after August 2021. So, on one hand, we have China, which is pushing his diplomatic, his economic diplomacy and investments inside Tajikistan, and reached $3.8 billion of investments and in the Central Asian Republic. On the other hand, we have the Russian Federation, which currently needs to face the problem related to Ukraine conflict and the Western sanction, and for this reason became closer to Beijing. But in the future, Moscow can interpret the Chinese presence in Central Asia as a threat for the national security, for its Lebensraum, so vital space in the region. Thanks for your attention. Let's stay in touch and follow especially Eurasia, and be in contact with us and be updated with our activities and work. Thanks, bye bye.